With today's Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen. Are you a cow-calf producer? If so, Jamie Clark from WSU is asking for your help on a project regarding weak calf syndrome. Here's Jamie to explain.
I'm a third-year veterinary student at Washington State University, and I'm working with Dr. Craig McConnell, Dr. Taylor Moore, and Dr. John Lynn on a project looking at weak calf syndrome. So what we're doing is surveying beef cow-calf producers in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, and Montana that have and have not experienced weak calf syndrome to be able to compare them and come up with some risk factors and some prevention strategies for the future.
The deadline for the first part of the survey is August 11, and it's pretty painless. It's just a few simple questions.
So the survey is two phases. The phase one survey is available at tinyurl.com/WCS2017.
Describe weak calf syndrome.
Weak calf syndrome is characterized by calves that are born weak or unable to stand, or calves that seem totally normal and then collapse and die within hours of birth. We are including calves in the survey that seem weak and die less than 2 weeks of age or require significant nursing care to keep alive.
Help Jamie and her team of veterinarians work to save calves by taking part in the survey. Visit today's Land and Livestock Report on aginfo.net for the survey link. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.